Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015 with my good friend Paul Usher. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good to see you.
All the way from Australia. Brisbane, right?
That's it.
Did I say it right?
You did. As opposed to Brisbane.
I know. It's not Brisbane, people. It's Brisbane. Yeah. How was the flight?
The flight was great, but I'm having trouble fitting in.
What do you mean?
Well, last night we were at the pub, and I decided that I wanted to go with my beer, a pizza. So I said to the young lady, she walked past, can I grab a beer and a margarita? What did she bring back?
Two drinks.
A beer and a margarita.
Is margarita pizza?
Apparently. It's what it said on the menu.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's good to be with you. You are a newly minted Azure MVP.
That's right, just a few months.
By the way, we used to work together at DevXT, so him and I were like really good. So tell us, what does it mean to be an MVP?
A lot of work.
Yeah.
A surprising amount of email.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just I was really, really caught me off guard as to all the extra things you got to do. So,
but it's valuable stuff. I mean, what kind of stuff you're an Azure MVP? What kind of stuff have you been learning about Azure that's surprising you?
Well, just the depth and breadth of Azure, really. People say, "Oh, yeah, tell me about Azure." And you go, "Well, you want web API, mobile data, big data, VMs, machine learning." It just goes on. So it's such a big.
And I find that the sort of the breadth of the stuff you can do on Azure is just kind of overwhelming.
Absolutely.
How do we keep up? Help me out.
More Channel 9 videos.
Oh, okay. This is one of them. So tell us, what is a particular Azure thing that you are most excited about?
For me, mobile development. So back-end SQL, mobile API, web API, push notification, anything that helps as a mobile developer life get easier.
So why don't you pick one of those technologies and explain like to a developer why they should use it and how it's done?
Simple one. Launching a website.
Okay.
The fact that you can just open Visual Studio, go through a project template, and within three or four mouse clicks, you've got your entire site published on Azure. You're not having to spin up your own VMs.
Right.
The entire process is just painless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is one of the big differences between other cloud providers.
So let's talk about push notifications for a second. It's something that I've kind of not understood as well. Can you help me understand it a little bit more?
Absolutely. Every time you get one of those annoying little dings on your phone, it's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
One of the really cool things with Azure and push notification is that it takes care of the multiple platforms.
I see.
So you don't have to just be thinking, oh, I've got to do something manual with an Apple PNS or the Microsoft One or even Google.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings it all together under one hood. And there's a lot of work going on in the background, but still simplifies it for the developer.
Sure.
That you can implement push notifications really, really quickly into your apps.
So let's talk about, what does it mean? Is there like an Apple, because I understand what's happening, but I don't know how you can push something to the device and how that works. So let's take, for example, Apple, your iOS, and I want to be able to implement a push notification for that. What is it that's actually happening?
So the first thing you're going to have to do is register for push notification as a developer on the Apple website.
Mm-hmm.
But then you take that information, you plug it into Azure, and you've got, think of it as the subscribers and groups. Because you don't want to necessarily send the same message to all 100,000 users.
Right.
You might say only these people with an overdue balance, or this one is specifically for Seth.
Okay.
So you can use tags or groups or stories to actually get that message to that group or group of groups.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the beauty there is that you don't have to worry about just being a specific platform.
I see. So these tags or groups are something that you're setting up in Azure push notifications.
Yes. And you can, at the same time, you can have the user be able to opt out quickly or, you know, so you install the app, the first thing you can see is a message. Do you want to allow Seth's great app to send you notifications? There's some misinformation that you maybe use it for emergency type stuff. One company said to me, we should use that to alert people that there's a code one in the emergency room. Well, no, because not every user is necessarily going to have it turned on. So there's no guarantee that that notification is going to arrive.
Oh, I see. So what you're saying is that if you're using push notifications for like super critical things, there's no guarantee that they'll even have it on. So you should probably use it for something not as dangerous. Maybe send a text message if it's...
So your favorite player's just scored a try.
Mm-hmm.
Or a touchdown.
Okay.
Touchdown.
Yeah,
touchdown. And I don't want to mention rugby because... You
know, oh, man, they got you, bud. New Zealand won, by the way, FYI.
So, yeah, you want a notification that somebody's just scored a touchdown, and boom, you're going to get that. So if you're subscribing to that notification, it could be on your fancy watch or your phone, whatever it is, but hey, that's information you might want. Same with an email, Facebook, all the usual things.
I see. That makes perfect sense. And you're saying that with Azure Push Notification, you just go to the respective developer platform, you get your tokens or whatever keys you have, you plug them in, and it's all just going to work.
Correct.
When you're working on it from the sort of the service side, is it literally just like pushing to a queue? Or how do you push a notification?
Yeah, pretty much. And again, the beauty with what Azure's provided is it's got a lot of wrappers around mm-hmm. what would otherwise be a pain to deal with in other platforms.
Of course. Well, thanks so much, dude.
No problem.
So you work for DevExpress, right?
I certainly do.
What is it that you talk about the most? Pretty much everything now, right?
That's, I mean, there's a big void in my life because you left. Geez. No, seriously.
This guy.
Look, I'm a big fan of hybrid solutions. Mm-hmm. So WinForms, web, mobile, and of course everything hosted on Azure as a back end. So it's one of the great things with everything I do when I speak about DevExpress mm-hmm. involves Azure or vice versa.
Awesome.
Do an Azure presentation, here's some DX controls.
So where can people go to find out more about you and what you do?
First place would be devexpress.com. Mm-hmm. I've got my bio up there, and of course there's a ton of resource. Mm-hmm. And for other bits and pieces, paulusher.info.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us, bud.
Thank you.
Again, we're here in Redmond for MVP Summit 2015. I'm Seth Juarez from Channel 9, and we'll see you next time. Take care.